In today's gospel, a scripture scholar asks Jesus a very important question: what must I do to inherit eternal life? And this is an important question for each and every one of us to reflect upon and to know the answer to, because this is basically the final exam. You know, when we leave this world, what is necessary for salvation? So that's a critical question for all of us. And the proper answer is that there's multiple things that are necessary for salvation, because Jesus says different things at different times, and there's other places in the New Testament that mention certain things. And so, you know, it's common among certain Christian groups that they believe salvation is by faith alone, that faith is the only thing that's necessary for salvation. And it is true that faith is necessary for salvation, but it's not the only thing. And so today's gospel contradicts that idea of salvation by faith alone. But Jesus says that it's also necessary to be baptized. We must be born of water and the Spirit to inherit eternal life. And he says that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood, or we will not have life. And so the reception of the Eucharist is necessary for salvation. But in today's gospel, Jesus says that love of God and love of neighbor and works of mercy that flow from that are necessary for salvation. The question I want to look at today in more depth is actually the second question that the scripture scholar asks, because he follows up the initial question with another question: who is my neighbor? And it says that he did this to justify himself. So he basically wanted some categories. Who is it that I need to show mercy to so I can make sure I'm being merciful to them and I can get to salvation and I don't have to worry about everybody else? And so he was looking to know specifically who he should be merciful to in order to basically restrict the mercy that he would show others. But the love and the mercy of God is not restrictive and minimalistic. You know, if we look at the cross, Jesus gave himself totally in an act of complete generosity for each and for every one of us. And so if one of the signs that the Holy Spirit is truly alive and active in us is if we're motivated by that similar spirit of generosity, not being restrictive and thinking, well, who do I have to be merciful to and who do I get a free pass with? But to imitate the generosity that Jesus Christ reveals to us. And so we are not called to minimalism, but to great generosity. And I know a lot of people probably already feel overwhelmed by our current responsibilities in life. You know, sometimes we have so much going on, it's like, I don't feel like I can put something else on my plate. Like, I'm already maxed out here. You know, how am I supposed to be doing more and more and more? And if we think about families that might have both parents working and they're trying to run their kids around, you know, families that are trying to raise a large number of kids or people who are working long hours, you know, sometimes it feels like we're already maxed out. But fortunately, the Lord doesn't want to just pile on more responsibilities and say, well, you have to do more and more and more. But what the Lord wants is a transformation within us. He wants a deep transformation in how we are living out our current state in life. And so what does that transformation entail? Well, it entails seeing Jesus Christ in the people around us that we are called to serve. And so a parent, you know, if they're doing laundry and cooking and changing diapers or running their kids around, all these daily responsibilities and tasks, if they envision that it's not just their kids that they're serving, but they're serving Jesus Christ. And what they're doing is not just for their children, but for Jesus Christ. And if they're able to see Christ in their children, that's going to change their entire attitude. You know, if someone's a teacher, whether that's their profession or whether they're teaching CCD, you know, if they see Jesus Christ in each and every student that's in front of them, and they're serving each one of their students and treating them as they would Jesus Christ, that's going to change their entire attitude towards teaching. You know, or if someone is a caregiver for a spouse or a loved one, if they see Christ in their spouse or family member, And if every time they're getting food or, you know, cleaning or, you know, taking care of the responsibilities necessary for their loved one, if they see that they're serving Christ in each one of those actions, that will change them. You know, or if someone is a volunteer at Oasis Food Pantry or Caring Kitchen, if they're able to see Jesus Christ in every client that walks through those doors, it's going to change their entire perception. St. John Chrysostom is one of the great Eastern doctors of the church. He was the patriarch of Constantinople. And he wrote this meditation, and the meditation is words that he envisions Jesus Christ himself speaking. So these are words that he places on Christ's lips. So here's a quote from this meditation. He said, I only ask for some bread and clothes. I'm in prison. I only wish you pay me a visit. That will be enough for me. I could, in fact, present you with your crown without asking any of this. But I do want to be grateful to you. I, who am quite capable of feeding myself, prefer to stretch out my hand at your door. My love is so great that I want you to feed me. That is why, as a friend, I prefer to sit at your table. And so what St. John Chrysostom is revealing with this meditation is that Jesus Christ gives us a gift in being able to show mercy and to minister to him through the people that are around us, people who are very accessible. And so it's a great gift that we're able to show mercy to those around us and ultimately to Christ through them. And so the object of our charity shouldn't just be the people who are around us, but Jesus Christ himself. And as we begin to see that, it will transform how we relate to others, and we won't be at risk of minimalism, but we'll find ourselves showing great generosity to those around us. And so I encourage us to, as we reflect upon today's parable of the Good Samaritan, to recognize that we're not called to minimalism, we're called to great generosity. But the path to that isn't just about heaping up more and more responsibilities upon an already busy schedule, but it's about beginning to see Jesus Christ in those around us so that through our daily actions, Jesus Christ himself can be the object of our charity.